AP News, I'm Hayup Njwani. Vice President Kamala Harris has unveiled her plan to help voters keep up with costs. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The bills add up.
Harris's remarks focused on lowering taxes and costs for American families.
Building up the middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency.
She wants to offer $25,000 in down payment help for some first-time home buyers, expand the child tax credit, and called for a federal ban on price gouging by food producers and grocers.
I will go after the bad actors.
Donald Trump had already targeted that idea yesterday, saying Harris wants price controls.
Something straight out of Venezuela or the Soviet Union.
Harris offered stark contrast to Trump's own economic proposals, saying his call for steep tariffs on foreign goods amounts to a Trump tax on everyday products and basic needs. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Joe Biden signed an order to establish a monument for the 1908 Springfield race riot as he looks to burnish its legacy. In remarks, Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth says the Midwest played a big role in the civil rights
movement. So much of what happened in the South started and was supported through places in Chicago and in Springfield. And I'm so proud that Springfield, Illinois is home to the beginning of the NAACP. Good things can come out of bad things as long as you don't forget what happened.
At a news conference, California Highway Patrol Captain Christian Oliver says everyone has been affected by the surge in retail thefts nationwide.
It's not just shoplifting. It's a sophisticated and coordinated effort by criminal enterprises. Retail crimes have had a detrimental impact on businesses, consumers, and the safety of our communities.
That audio is courtesy of KGO-TV. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on an Israeli settler rampage in the West Bank.
Mourners filled the streets to pay their respects to the Palestinian killed from an Israeli settler rampage. One witness, Sufyan Jit, said the rampage was like a war waged on the village of Jit near Nablus, as over 100 masked Israeli settlers shot live ammunition at Palestinians and damaged water tankers. Video showed flames engulfing the small village, which residents said was left to defend itself without military help for 2 hours. On a visit to Israel, UK Foreign Minister David Lammy told reporters,
"The widespread rampage and chasing of people from their homes is abhorrent."
Israel's president condemned the violence, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israelis who carried out criminal acts would be prosecuted. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Hayup Njwani, AP News.